How to learn the art of selling. That's what you want to know about. That's what I'm going to share with you today. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. And today I'm going to share with you 5 steps to the art of selling. And at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a 6th step with you. That 6th step is the secret to success. You're not going to want to miss this great episode of the Inside BS Show. These 5 steps are killer. And the 6th one is the secret that's going to change everything. So let's get right into the art of selling. What is the art of selling? It's getting your product or your service in the hands of somebody who can pay you money for it. It's helping people in exchange for financial compensation. And for me, selling means building a relationship that lasts a lifetime, delivering value to your clients over the course of their entire lifetime. Step one in the art of selling is identify your ideal target. You've got to identify your ideal client. You've got to identify your ideal referral source. I call referral sources evangelists. Identifying ideal clients are essential, and here's how you do it. The way you identify your ideal client is you look through your client roster and you say, which clients do I work with that are not only highly engaged, meaning they use my product or service to help them either make money, save money, or reduce risk. They also help me by referring me to other people. They love to talk to me. They welcome me into their office, or they welcome phone calls from me, and they work with me over and over and over again. They have high customer lifetime value, high client lifetime value. The people who have all those qualities are your ideal clients. So what you need to do once you've determined which people on your client roster are ideal clients, not all of them are going to be ideal, the top 1%, 2%, you identify your ideal clients and then you say, who are people just like these folks? Who are their competitors? Where can I find them? What organizations do they belong to? What associations, what groups are they members of? How can I find other people who are just like them? After you do some research, you do the Google dance, you call the clients on the phone and you say, hey, Mr. Client, listen, I want to know what organizations do you belong to, because I want to target other people just like you because you're a fantastic client. Your clients will tell you what groups, what organizations they belong to. And then you can go to those meetings. You can speak at those meetings. You can direct mail to people on those lists to soften the ground, to market to them. Identifying ideal clients is the first thing you need to do if you're looking to learn the art of selling. Okay. The second thing you need to do in learning the art of selling is you have to uncover problems that people who are just like your ideal clients have. Look for problems that you can solve. Selling is about solving problems in exchange for financial compensation. You make money when you help people save money, make money, or reduce risk. Uncover those problems for people and selling becomes easy. It becomes a no-brainer. So when you're talking to your ideal clients and you're looking at problems you've solved for them in the past, you're also going to look for other problems they have that you can help them solve in the future. Then when you reach out to prospects, the people who are just like your ideal clients, you can offer to solve the problems that you're solving for your ideal client now, or problems that your ideal client's going to have in the future, you're going to offer to solve those problems for them. And that's how you're going to get them. That's how you're going to demonstrate value. Now that brings us to step 3. Let's look at step 3 right now. Step 3 is deliver value first. Deliver value first. So you're out meeting people and you're connecting with prospects. You're connecting with people you suspect may be good for your business. The first thing you need to do, give them something that's valuable to them. That could be advice. That could be a free report. That could be a product that you don't sell, but you use as an introduction. I'll give you an example. You can create a free report or a checklist that helps people solve a particular problem that you don't sell a solution for. So if you're running a series of car washes, let's say, and you wanna go out and you wanna do car washes for car dealers, you wanna go on car lots with your van and you wanna wash 50 cars at a time and you'll get $50 per car that you wash. What you can do is you can go to a car dealership and you can say to the car dealership, hey, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to be a demo for my car wash, and here's what I'll do. I'll come into your showroom, you invite 50 of your clients, and I'll show them the proper way to wash a car, the proper way to detail a car that doesn't harm the finish. And what they can do is they can bring their car, and we'll do a drawing, and we'll pick one of those people as a raffle winner, and they'll get free car washes every month for a year. So they'll get 12 car washes and details for a year. How does that sound? You'll get people in your showroom to look at the cars. We'll do a half hour demo on the proper way to wash and detail a car. And then we're going to give away free car washes for a year. That's delivering value to that car dealer before you ever ask him for anything. You're doing a service that he's gonna use to attract people into his showroom. He may use that to sell more cars. You're developing a relationship. So step three in the art of selling is deliver value first. Step four, qualify the prospective client. I want you to qualify the prospective client. What does that mean? That means you're looking for the ability to pay you. They have to have money. You want them to have the ability to make a decision. They got to be the boss. They got to be in charge. The third thing they have to have is a problem you can solve. They've got problems, but if you can't solve them, they're never going to be a client for you. And the fourth thing is urgency. They have to want to work with you right now. They really need to get that problem solved now. If they have three of the four, but they don't have the urgency, then you can move on to step number five, and that's following up and making an offer, following up and making an offer, following up and making an offer, and you're gonna do that until they buy or until they die. You're gonna email them every week, you're gonna send them direct mail once a month, you're gonna invite them to events, you're gonna continue to deliver value, you're going to extend yourself because you wanna develop a relationship with them. Making them offers over and over again, following up with them over and over again is critical because it helps them get to know you, it helps them like you, and it helps them trust you. So, take a look at the rundown over here. I've covered five steps right now: identifying the ideal target, uncovering problems, delivering value first, qualifying the prospective client, making an offer, and following up. Now, we're up to the secret to success. It's the thing that I promised you, you don't wanna miss. That secret to success is having a system that ties it all together. You need a system to tie it all together. Now, you can take your time, you can leverage your experience, and you can develop this system yourself, but you don't have to. I've got a system for you. I call that system my revenue roadmap. I wanna give it to you for free. That's right, you heard me. I'm giving you my system for free. You can take it right now, use it, you can customize it, and here's how. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info in there, and you can use my system, my secret to success. I've got over 600 people out there in all types of professional services using this system right now. Lawyers, accountants, financial advisors, real estate experts, architects, people who sell high-ticket products and services, private jets, people who sell to consumers that sell high-ticket services, timeshares, real estate, mansions. People who sell mansions use this system. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Download it. At the back of the Revenue Roadmap Guide, there are questions. You can customize the system for you. This will help you master the art of selling. You're not just going to learn the art of selling. You're going to master it. And you know what? If you want to do more to master the art of selling, you need to watch the next video, the one that's right below me right now. Watch this video right now. It's going to help you continue to master the art of selling. I'll see you in the next video.